Hey, dickhead! Who taught you to shoot, Louis Braille? That arrow missed me by a mile.
I was aiming at the rabbit, you stupid bitch.
You missed.
If I pissed him off enough, he might move to get a better shot at me. My throwing knives couldn't wait to say hello.
I see that.
Ooh, I ducked back behind the tree. An arrow sliced the leaves a hair left of the oak. He was good, but not great. Andrea would have nailed me by now.
Missed again, hotshot!
Look, I have no problem with you. Give me the damn rabbit, and I'll let you go.
Right.
This is my rabbit. Get your own.
It's not your rabbit. It's the witch's rabbit.
Okay.
You got a problem with the witch?
Yeah, I got a problem.
If Yevtokia wanted this guy dead, he would be dead by now. This was her forest. She hadn't killed him, which meant she was amused by his antics. Or worse, he was a relative or a son of a friend, which meant I couldn't injure him.
Last chance to give me the rabbit and walk away from this.
No.
Suit yourself.
A shrill whistle burst through the woods, lancing my eardrums. I clamped my hands over my ears. The whistle built on itself, slicing the petals off wildflowers to the left and right of the oak, stabbing through my hands into my brain. The world faded. I tasted blood in my mouth. The whistle stopped. Russian fairy tales talked of a nightingale bandit, able to bend trees with his whistling. I seem to have run into the real-life version.
So pretty! Do you do weddings?
In 5 seconds, I'm gonna split that tree down the middle and you with it. Hard to make chokes with your lungs full of blood.
I slid a throwing knife from the sheath on my belt and sneaked a glance. He sat in a tree, one leg under him, the other dangling down, relaxed and easy.
Fine, you got me. I'm coming out.
With the rabbit?
With the rabbit.
I slipped a throwing knife in my hand, flipped it, and rustled the weeds to my left with my foot. The nightingale leaned to the side, trying to get a better look. I lunged right and threw the knife. The wooden handle smashed into his throat. I sprinted to the tree, grabbed his ankle, and jerked him down. He crashed to the ground like a log. I hit him in the throat a couple times just to make sure he stayed quiet. Flipped him on his stomach, yanked a plastic tie from my pocket, and tied his hands together.
Just remember, could have been the other end of the knife.
I stepped back.
I'm gonna see the witch now.
In your place, I'd try to get free. I might be in a bad mood on my way back. Come on, bunny,